makes sense based on my own anecdotal experience with KPFA. And I'm having a great deal of difficulty doing that. Now, there may be, like I say, if there's a reconciliation document that connects the two things together, part of my issue with the statement is that I'm not, I think we might actually be saying exactly the same thing here. And if we are, forgive me for my redundancy, but I'm not exactly sure what this state presents. I mean, if this is an income and expense report, then that's different than a cash flow summary. So, and it does appear to be an income and expense report. So I'm kind of genuinely confused by this is a weird report in terms of what I'm used to. And I'm trying to compare it to things that I'm more used to and that I'm very, very familiar with. Like, as I've mentioned two or three times, the profit and loss statement. And when I try and do that, they don't agree. Now, there could be a very good reason why they don't agree. And that would be all sorts of accrual items that are either backed out or included. But without having a balance sheet, there's no way for me to determine that. So I'm looking at two documents that are different, that say different things, and I have no way of explaining that. And you know, that's not the fault of the data necessarily. It's just that there's no connecting document between the data. I will say this, though, in defense of the data, and that's that if it's generated by the same accounting system, there should be a connecting document. In other words, there should be something out there that the data that allows you to look at one document and look at the other document and look at a third document that's in between those two and say, okay, yeah, I can see how it flowed through these accounts into this document and it all makes sense now. But right now, but as of this moment in time, I'm not at that point. And I would challenge anybody else in the organization to say that they are. And yeah, that's not a good place to be. Given that I don't actually have that connecting document, I can't say which document is the most peculiar at this point, or whether they're exactly right, you know, and we're just looking at two different parts of the same puzzle. I described it as the blind man and the elephant earlier on a call with, I think, Nancy. We're looking, one half of the organization is looking at the front side of the elephant and the other half is looking at the back side of the elephant. And it's just impossible to see what the elephant looks like at this point. And I'm bothered by that, but I'm hopeful that that there is some document that can connect the two together. I'm just waiting for it.
Maybe we'll get around to discussing the elephant later on, but
I would like to discuss the elephant. Yes,
but you mentioned maybe accrual items are in there. One of the problems we've had for all the time I've been on the NFC has been in Pacifica, the people doing the accounting have mixed cash and accrual in all sorts of different ways, in unpredictable ways. And at some point, everybody steps into saying, oh, so it's this. And everybody else who knows about it already pipes up and says, no, it's not, because that's accrued, not cash. And if you mentioned accrual items here, I am hoping that, there isn't much in this cash flow that I'm seeing. I'm hoping that there's no accrual in this cash flow, because that would be a step backward to what we've been doing that has confused everybody and made for all sorts of claims that were not quite accurate.
Right. Our Paul, to be clear, I believe that that is the case. In other words, I think this is, truly a cash statement, and that the accrual has all been backed out of it, because that's the standard practice in presenting either a cash basis profit and loss or a cash flow summary. You know, it's not supposed to show any of that stuff. But like I say, there's no reconciling document at this point. So I've been kind of banking on the profit and loss statements, but I don't have any way of confirming, I don't have any way of reconciling them to the cash flow statement. So that's my big problem right now. There's some minor problems too, which I brought up earlier, and that's that the station budgets are also agreeing with the profit and loss. So the reporting is either different at the stations than it is at the national level, or they're making some adjustments that I'm not aware of. But I have to get to the bottom of that too. I can just give you one quick example. I believe it was for fiscal year 18. That was the one I spent the most time looking at today, because as you pointed out, it's the one we have good data on, in the KPFA station budget, the revenue number was different by 170,000, which, is about 5%, and the profit number was different by about 60,000. And you know, those are not huge errors really in an organization of this size, but they're significant enough that I need to ask the question. You know, it's $170,000 that would pay for the tower rent, you know, over at BAI. So I mean, these questions are worth asking, and I plan to get to the bottom of them, but the more I get into this, the more questions I have. And unfortunately, where we find ourselves right now is the deeper the list of questions go, the less time NEDA has to actually work on the audits and the financials. And, you know, so and with the possibility that they'll pull the plug on it, I'm reluctant to ask any questions. So I'm in a very awkward bind right now, and I'm trying to do my best with it, and try and keep the questions to an absolute minimum. Try and pick the questions that throw the most light on these issues. But it is difficult. I will say that it's difficult and confusing. I'm hoping at a balance sheet and be able to compare these statements and just be done with it. You know, it's like, oh yeah, everything makes sense now. But I'm very worried that, you know, that I'm just not going to be able to get the data that I'm looking for, and make all this stuff, all this stuff make sense and fit together. So I'll have to just keep the board posted, on that and keep working, but, that's where we stand today. All right. Arpal mentioned the elephant in the room. I had kind of a station analysis, a station summary, and I also have a bunch of questions to ask the individual members of the stations. But if they don't have them handy, you know, I'm trying to trade independent numbers, just, you know, rough figures, I guess you could say. So I can try and understand what's actually going on out there in the turf, since I can't get absolute clarity from the statements that have been produced so far. But from what I can tell, you know, I think it looks to me, I'm just going to offer my own personal opinion on it. And I've done this before, and you guys have all seen that report, but I'm just basically reiterating stuff that I've already, but, in writing and in data, but, the two stations that seem to be, you know, doing okay and holding their own currently are, W and T, but for very different reasons. T has been kind of flatlining on revenue for a while, but they've managed to reduce costs. And I've asked Bill Crozier some questions about this, and, you know, he brought up some points about how that's taken place. And so that kind of makes sense. I think that's an accurate appraisal of that station. The other case of W, they've grown their way out of a problem by getting new listenership. And so the revenue numbers are up pretty well. And Yeah, they've gone from a considerable loss position to a profitable position. In the middle of the field is KPFA. Depending on whose books you're reading, they will either be just about break even this year or make about a 10% gain. I hope that the latter number holds up. That's what Maria reported. Like I say, that those numbers have to be entered into the system and make sure that they reconcile. And then list, KPFK is running a loss. It's relatively small. It's probably in the 5 to 10% on revenues range. And then the most troubled station, as far as I can tell, is BAI. I personally don't think BAI is quite as hopeless as some other members of the organization do. I think there's some work that could be done there to straighten that one out too. I've mentioned all this stuff in that report. You know, I'm not in a position to carry out recommendations, and so I don't make them I make them in a very casual way. And you know, it seems like there's some work that needs to be done there. And I actually, most of the people I've talked to at BAI agree with that too, you know, that some stuff needs to get moved around in order to get that station running well and profitably, or gainfully, I guess is the expression in the nonprofit world. But yeah, if the cash flow projections come through and, you know, we really do have a downturn yet next year, and healthcare costs go through the roof, all the stations are going to be in trouble. Nobody will be immune to that. We're all going to have the stations that are the largest and have the most staff have the most room to greet that unpleasant future. In that, you know, there's a lot that can be done when you have a lot of staff and a lot of overhead that is that's malleable, I guess you could say. I'm more optimistic about the two stations out here in California fixing the upcoming problems than I am the stations that are minimally staffed. I mean, what do you do when you have two people working for you? You know, how do you solve that problem? Get an all-volunteer staff? I don't know. I mean, that's tough when you're already working with the skeleton crew to figure out what to do in those situations. And part of the reason why I was interested in developing the metrics is to kind of optimal number of employees for each individual unit based on their circumstances. But that's tough because all the stations are a little bit different. And I guess the best way to appraise it is just at the station level. And the only person I know who has time for that would be the interim executive director or the future permanent executive director. That's the person who's probably going to have the time to assess that properly. It's beyond the scope of what I can do. It would take far more time and resources than I have. But one of the things that I wanted to ask the individual stations, and I doubt anybody knows these numbers off the top of their head, but I know KPFA was reporting approximately 300,000. This is an average, okay? 300,000 per month in revenue for the last 12 months. If there's any other people here from the individual units that can report back on approximately how much revenue per month their station generated in the last 12 months, that would be great. But if you don't have that number handy, I would, you know, I'll save it for another time. I'm just trying to I know what the expenses are in the station pretty well because they don't change as rapidly over time as the revenues do because fund drives impact on analyzing the revenue stream. But the expenses are pretty easy to analyze. So you can tell what the break-even points are for all these stations without much difficulty. And so I'd be interested in knowing how these revenues how these revenue numbers are running in comparison to these expense numbers. And that's Chris, the only that's the only tool I have at my disposal right now. Yes, Mansoor.
Chris, I'm sorry. I got to go. I'm manning the fund drive room, so I got to go. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Go raise money.
Bill, all right. Act.
Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think the cash flow report that Cameron said a couple of days ago is about right for KPFT for FY19. The current fund drive is not doing real great, which doesn't look like we'll come close to our goal, but yeah, we may end up having to adjust expenses again. I was going to suggest to bring up something that I believe Nancy brought up earlier on health expenses. Yeah, they are really a lot, and you know, we're very generous with health insurance, and including coverage for people that only work half-time and family coverage. And I think, maybe you can correct me, I think I remember about 2 or 3 years ago that Quincy had talked to the union there at KPFA, and they changed, I think they increased the co-pays and the deductibles a little bit and got a really significant decrease in the premiums. Do you remember something about that? Maybe other stations could look into that too?
I don't, but thanks for bringing this up, because I meant to address the general question that was asked earlier about how the union contracts affect health insurance. And I think that most of the contracts that are out there require us to pay it, but I don't think they really have any, I don't think that any of the, now, you know, once again, I haven't looked at this in detail, but none of the ones that I've encountered tie you to a specific carrier. So I do think that it's possible to shop it around. And I do remember Quincy shopping around a little bit on the healthcare stuff a couple years ago. And I do remember it saving him significant money to do that. I can't remember the specifics on it, Bill. But yes, I do remember that happening. Maybe Sharon.
Well, I think that's just something we should all talk to our managers about to see, you know, if they can, if there's a union, at least work with the union to see if they can come up with something. Because the alternative is probably going to be reducing the number of employees if you, you know,
yeah,
cut costs.
Yeah, the other possibility is to, you know, and I know nobody, and this probably would violate union agreements too, by the way. So it's probably not a possibility for our organization, but, In the main company that I run over time, because these health insurance expenses have got so outrageous over time. Oh, excuse me for a minute. Someone's knocking at my door. Well, just give me 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
Sure, as long as, yeah, upstairs, yeah.
I'm sorry, guys. We ended up only pay for part of the coverage, and I know that, you know, that's not how Pacifica does it, but that was how we got around the problem. Anyway, I don't even think it's possible for us with the union stuff. So it's just something we did here. Was there anybody else on the stack? Sorry, I lost track there.
R. Paul would get on.
Go ahead, R. Paul.
I'm glad to hear you don't think BAI is as hopeless as some other people do.
I don't think it's hopeless at all. Go ahead.
Well, the way we put things is important sometimes. I think maybe we also need to discuss at some point, maybe here or maybe in new business, the idea that one station, WBAI, is being seriously degraded by various people. You mentioned the IED having some information. Quite frankly, I wouldn't trust any information from the current IED at all, since he's made all sorts of outrageous, we'll be kind and say, inaccurate statements lately. So, you know, where we're getting information is very important here. In terms of what's happening at WBAI, everybody should know that, of course, I know some people are from right-to-work states and may not get this, but the staff at BAI is unionized, and you can't walk in the door and say, you're all laid off, and have that be it. What that gets you is the union saying, you say what? You want to go to arbitration on this? And so all the staff at WBAI are being paid. They're showing up for their shifts. They're being paid. They will have to be paid. There will be no way to avoid paying them. So right now, BAI is costing as much as ever, but it's not really on the air and cannot raise any funds. WBAI got hit 6 days into its fall thon, which is one of the big thons. And so it's not raising any money. People are up in arms. Every day that goes by, we are probably losing listeners, some of them permanently. And I think that people need to address this because, you know, I realize there are people on this call who are at this moment attempting to turn Pacifica into something very different. But some of those same people are trying to basically make believe that what's happening at BAI right now is saving money. And people should know it's doing just the opposite. There's no revenue coming in at all, but you're paying for the transmitter. You're paying for staff salaries, various other things. You're not paying the rent because, gee, people forgot to sign the lease. And, you know, so there are problems there, and I think we need to maybe discuss that. Maybe the NFC should, you know, get a clue about the fact that we're leaking money more than ever now. So if BAI is a big problem of leaking money, it's been made much, much worse by, I don't know how far into the six figures, by what happened on October 7th. So maybe we need to talk about people changing their minds about some of this. That's what I think we should talk about.
All right. Thank you.
This is James. Thank I just you. Joined the call, and I want to ask for a point of personal privilege.
Okay. Can I respond to – do you mind if I respond to
of
our
course.
Call first?
Not at all.
Okay. Okay, thank you. So I know this won't sound reassuring to you probably, but I can count myself as one of those people that wants to see WBAI restored to, you know, local programming as soon as possible. I, you know, this financially not lost on me, you know, and it's the only aspect of this organization that I'm in tune with. I don't enjoy the politics of everything, and you know, I don't consider myself a factionalist at all. I try to do what I feel is best for the organization, and I'm trying to look out for the finances of the organization. And I agree with you. This is a painful moment, and I want us as an organization and WBAI as a station to get past it as quickly as possible and get back on the air. So you won't find me objecting to that idea. I'm not in a position to do anything about that, unfortunately. We need to make that happen somehow, and you will find me strongly advocating to make it happen on the shortest time that will be allowed by the current chaos. Anyway, that's just my personal statement on the matter. Go ahead, James.
Hi, I just wanted to say I wanted to apologize for being late and say that I received an email, which I'm trying to locate right now, announcing that the meeting would be at 5:30 today, which I didn't see till considerably after 5:30, and that confused me about the start time of the meeting.
Yeah, I'm very sorry about that. We had a little problem with noticing, James. The Yahoo Groups site was down, but I did make an error in that transmission as well, which was corrected at the start of this meeting. I meant to put either 5:30 Pacific, which would be an unconventional way of putting it, or 8:30 Eastern. But as I mentioned to everybody in that agenda, I'm not feeling at all well today, and I'm afraid that I just screwed up on the.
I understand. No further time needs spent on it. I appreciate the explanation.
Okay. Sure, no problem, James. It did start at 8:30, by the way. So you haven't. Well, actually, yes, you have missed most of it. I'm sorry about it.
That's okay.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else? We only have 12 minutes left till time certain. We should probably close this item out in a few minutes and move on to new business unless there is no new business. Maybe I should ask that question first and then we can extend to the end. Does anybody have any new business to bring?
Well,
okay.
Arpal, for a fast comment on that.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Arpal.
I think we should have a discussion about, because, you know, if we care about Pacifica and the finances, you know, it's like we're in this boat, and I know some people think we're in separate boats. I think we're in one big boat, and, you know, there's a big hole in the side of the boat, and the water's coming in. We should talk about that. You know, if WBAI can go on the air and start pitching, I am sure we can. We would certainly be able to lower the amount of money that is getting lost right now. And I think we should discuss this. It would be good, because I know there are, well, now there are four directors on the call. One director left already. Maybe some of the directors could think, well, geez, maybe we need to do something about this. I know there's all sorts of interesting things going on with the PNB right now, but, you know, saying, hey, we need to save Pacifica, and then doing something that is causing wreckage and causing the financial situation to get worse, possibly much worse, depending on legal things going on, I think we should discuss that. Maybe the NFC should see if it could reach some agreement on that, or at least say who feels how on that. So I think that could be new business.
Okay. I'm fine with that. I've expressed my position on this, I think. You know, I would like to see WBAI back on the air. And I find it very upsetting that it's gone the way that it has. And, you know, I was hoping that more constructive change could be done than has taken place. And I believe perhaps naively that that is how it was going to unfold. You know, I did believe that. And unfortunately, because I'm somewhat myopic in terms of just burying my head in the books of this organization, I wasn't paying attention to all the stuff that was going on swirling around me. And I missed some stuff. And, you know, I'm sad about that and confused by it. And it bothers me. But I think that you're absolutely right, Arpal, that, you know, the sooner that we can get the AI back on the air, the sooner the massive bleeding that we're incurring right now. So, you know, if that's what you're asking me to advocate, I fully do advocate that.
Sharon for the stack.
Fred for the stack.
James for the stack.
Okay. So, I got three on the stack right now. We only have 9 minutes to time certain. I think we can get through those three, but we probably, do we want to just take a statement from everyone? Because we got three on the stack that haven't spoken and two, in the meeting. Go ahead. What?
Nancy with a question.
Okay. I'm sorry. Do you mind if I entertain Nancy's question so that I can get to you folks?
Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. Go ahead, Nancy.
Just while we're still on the cash flow presentation analysis, I think a lot of people saw the summary cash flow, but I was wondering, I missed the beginning of the meeting, did you point out, and I'm not sure if we got it because of the Yahoo problem, did people see the monthly details of that cash flow presentation? Have people seen that? Do they know that we have that in our possession now to look at more details for each of the stations, national and archives?
Do you mean the detailed breakdown?
The details on the cash flow.
Right, from the cash flow presentation detailed breakdown. Tamara sent that out to, maybe Nancy.
I thought she sent it to the whole National Finance Committee, but I don't know if it got through.
I didn't get it through that channel. I got it through another method. Someone else sent it to me.
Nancy,
I did not get it through the NMC.
Nancy, Fred here. I got it yesterday.
Okay. If anybody didn't get it, I would be happy to send it.
It is somewhat elucidating. So yeah, I'd recommend it for those who like the numbers. It has a lot of detail.
And I wanted to get on the stack for one more thing on that detailed analysis of it.
Okay. I'd like to entertain a motion to extend for 10 minutes so that we don't bump into our time, sir. Is there any objection to that motion? Okay. Hearing none, we'll go to 10:25 Eastern. So first up, I believe was Sharon.
Okay. So I guess I just want to say that you know, it's interesting to hear Otto Paul say he wants to discuss things when he sort of starts all his statements with accusations and throwing around political facts that have no real discussion in the NFC meeting, as I have said before. And since you particularly said, Otto Paul, somebody on this call somehow wants to get rid of WBAI, I presume you're talking about me. If you're not, you can tell me that. But if you are, I just want to state for the record, I am not trying to do that. And those kind of statements are part of what makes discussion impossible. Okay, I want to tell you something. I am not trying to ruin WBAI or whatever the hell you think I'm doing. And we at KPFA asked Tom Voorhees about the audit, because that's my concern. How is the audit going to get paid for? Chris Corey is 100% right. If we do not come up with the money, they may complete the audit, and they're not going to turn it over. So where is that money going to come from? When the ICFO said there's $2,000 cash on hand for the national office of a multi-million-dollar nonprofit corporation, where is the money going to come for $100,000 to pay the auditor and the accountant? And you know what Tom's answer was? It's a takeover attempt. He doesn't have an answer for where the money is going to come from, but he absolutely believes that what is happening is a takeover attempt. That is the level of dialogue.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman.
Point of order.
Going on here.
You all get to say your opinion all the time. I never interrupt directly at me. I am not feeding
Sharon. You are maligning a
Sharon. Would you please
I do not interrupt our Paul when he is making allegations against me. So
Mr. Chair, would you please enforce order? This is a personal attack.
You're bringing up another person in this discussion.
It shows where some people are coming from.
As soon as I say one fact, don't jump in and start jumping over me. Yes, Chris, what?
Yeah, please. You know, I don't want this to devolve into, and I understand that you felt offended by that, but I actually didn't. I didn't take it as an assault on you.
Ask who he was referring to. I want to know.
I think he said some people on this call, but
I want to know who he was talking about, another person who is not here. Point of order, please.
Excuse me, but you know, it's a personal privilege when somebody insults me on the call. And you know,
you're turning around and insulting another person. You're turning around and insulting another person. That is not allowed.
Listen to the recording of the statement. But I just want to say, I want to finish my statement about discussion. You see, you guys throw out all these barbs, and we sort of take it quietly. And as soon as we have any counter,
you're reminding another person. That's not a discussion.
Let me finish my discussion.
No, not if you're going to malign another person.
Oh, Nancy, I don't believe that you're the chair. I want to finish my
I have a point of order.
Chair, that's the chair to please.
Meeting.
Bring this person to order.
Chair, could you rule on Sharon's disparaging another person that's not even here?
Oh, my God. You know, now we're going to devolve into this.
Sharon,
the ruling about Arpal disparaging me. What?
You're out of order.
I just want to finish my statement. I want to make some points about finance.
You have 30 seconds.
This is what I want to say.
You're trying to make
I believe the CFO numbers are correct, and I want to do what the CFO is recommending. WBAI has had many years to try to improve its income and has not done so. There's ongoing losses. That is all that is motivating me. I want to save WBAI.
Thank you. Who is next on the stack?
Mr. Chair, I rise to a point of personal privilege.
Go ahead, Paul.
Yeah. First of all, although I don't believe that outburst deserves it, I will simply note that the person is misquoting me. I'm referring to people who are trying to do something to Pacifica. You may have heard about the lovely lawsuit filed in Alameda County. I think you probably know where that is. And those people who filed that and all everything related to that, I think that is an attempt to wreck Pacifica. And I think there are other things going on to wreck Pacifica. If the member is saying she is involved with that, okay, but I don't know that she is. I think some other people on the call are. And anyway, in terms of BAI improving, as I've pointed out before, BAI has had a huge problem. The problem being no program director for almost 20 years. And then we got somebody who's actually trying to be the program director. And guess what? The numbers go up. And now we've got a hole in our side and we're leaking terribly. So that's my point of personal privilege, and, you know, leave it at that.
Thank you, Paul. Who was next on the stack?
I believe Fred was.
Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah. Chris, would you be adverse to having a motion to support returning local control to WBAI?
None whatsoever.
Well, I'm proposing
a
motion that that the NFC recommends to the PNB that we return local control to BAI, and I'm not sure if I need to formally have that written up and send it out, or if that's our bulk and
I have it. Motion seems to be from Fred that the NFC recommends to the PNB that we return local control to WBAI.
I would add on the shortest possible timetable.
I have no objections.
Bill for the stack.
Go ahead.
I'd like to amend to add that on a sustainable manner. And the reason is that, you know, we've had about WBI has brought in about two-thirds of the revenue is about two-thirds of what the expenses have been for some time, and the revenues were dropping last year. And we can't keep bringing in $2 for every $3 that's spent.
Would you accept that as a friendly amendment, Fred, or do we need to vote on the amendment?
I think you need to vote on the amendment.
Okay. So this is Jim.
I have to add on a sustainable manner, or do you want to word it differently?
No, that's fine.
Okay, so that's the amendment. I don't think we need to debate it. I think everybody understands
James.
The meaning.
I think probably this debate.
This is James with
James.
Amendment. Yeah, I'd like to offer an amendment to restore WBAI, you know, fine on a sustainable basis, as prior to October 5th.
Okay. I don't know whether that is a substitute amendment. This is getting off in the weeds for me, folks. This is we rarely have motions that have this much amending. So Is that a substitute amendment?
No.
I don't know.
It looks like an amendment to the amendment.
Yes.
Okay. An amendment to the amendment. So we need to vote on the second amendment first, I guess. Is that correct? Or unless there's no objection to that amendment.
This bill I object. I think it's contradictory to my amendment.
Okay, that's what I thought. I thought it was actually kind of more of a substitute than a but that's okay. Since it's objected to, we'll vote on it anyway. So as it was prior to October 5th is the portion of the amendment that we're voting on now. Our Paul, if you could take the roll on this, we'll see how that amendment breaks down.
Okay, I have it as adding on to the back of on a sustainable manner as it was prior to October 5th, 2019. So this is to add to that other amendment as it was prior to October 5th, 2019. Sharon Adams.
No.
Nick Arena. Fred Blair.
Yes.
Chris Corey.
No.
Bill Crozier.
No.
Lyndon Foley. R. Paul Martin. Yes. Mansoor Sabah. James Sagerton.
Yes.
Nancy Sorden.
Yes. Baseline.
Yes. Okay. Let's see. Nick Arena. But he was here before.
I thought he was too.
Lyndon Foley. Mansoor left. Okay. 4-4, 3 against.
It passes. Okay. So do we need to take a vote on the sustainable portion of the amendment? I think we do. I think there was an objection to that. Yes?
Okay,
was there an
yeah.
objection to the sustainable?
It would now be on a sustainable manner as it was prior to October 5th, 2019, because we amended that part.
Exactly. So I'm wondering, did we need to vote on that, the sustainable part, or is there no objection to that?
Nancy, I think the amendment, James' amendment, modifies, adds it to the sustainable part. And
that's
so,
what I understood, too. But I was just asking if there was an objection to the sustainable part or not.
Oh.
Because if there's not, if there's not, then we can go to a vote on the motion itself.
James, to the point of information?
Go ahead, James.
WBAI was then raising in its fall fund drive $9,000 to $10,000 a day, which, if sustained, would have, and that was the first week of the fund drive, which is not usually the best, which would have been the equivalent of $1.4 million for the year. And again, with the crisis fundraising we could do now due to the shutdown, I think we could do better. So I think it is sustainable.
Okay,
bill for the stack.
Yeah, I don't think we're down to we're down to 3 minutes, folks. I really would rather not entertain debate on this unless there's a specific objection to using the word sustainable. It doesn't sound like James objects to it. Is there anybody else who objects to the word sustainable in that motion?
Could I just
motion?
Clarify this, Bill?
Go ahead, Bill.
You know, what James was talking about was pledges. The WBI has had about a 75% fulfillment rate in the last year, according to the GM's figures, and so their actual revenue is
not a clarification on
revenue. Well, it's not.
It isn't. It isn't.
The total revenue is going to be.
Sorry.
Okay, then
I think everyone knows this. So,
I would like to
at least
say something, one.
Okay, keep it short, please, Nancy. We're running out of time.
Okay, I just want to say, okay, so WBAI is just coming out of paying $50,000 plus, like almost $70,000 a month. Well, they weren't able to pay it, but in the beginning, they had money to pay it, but it was dwindling away their listener support, paying all that ESRT money. If they hadn't had to pay all that money towards the Empire State Building rent for all these years, they may have been able to stock away some reserves or something, but that, just paying that, got them to, just paying that was like a waste of their money, and that wasn't even their doing to get them into that lease. And then they got into a situation where they couldn't pay it, and now they're out from under it, and they are not back to full functioning, but it took a while for WPFW to come back too, out from underneath. And I'm just trying to counter what Bill was saying about this, WBAI being hopeless. They're still struggling to get out of the effects of that ESRT lease.
Okay, thank you. We really need to, whether there's any objection to the word sustainable.
And the whole network was affected by it, not just WBAI, of course, but
Nancy, you had your 30 seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So does anybody have any objection to the word sustainable in that motion?
No.
Hearing none, does anybody have an objection to the motion as amended? Hearing none, we are at time certain. The motion passes, and I will elevate it to the PMB, presumably on Thursday. Thank you very much for a lively discussion. Arpal, I realize that, this whole thing is like a bigger issue for you and James than it is for anybody else on the call tonight, that it affects you personally. And I tried to do my best to leave you some time to talk about it.
It affects the whole place.
Well, it affects the
disinterested directors, for the record.
Okay. All right. That's good to hear. But I just want you to feel like your comments are welcome here, to the degree they don't converge on personal territory. And I appreciate both your contribution to the NFC and your contribution to assisting me with these meetings. Without your help, I don't know where I'd be. So thank you very much. Thank you, everyone. And I will keep cranking away on these numbers until they make sense to me, if it kills me. And I appreciate everybody's indulgence and time. Yeah.
Are we adjourned?
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you very much,
thank you.
People of the NFC. Good night.
Good night.